Hello, listeners. I'm sorry it's been such a long time that we have posted an episode. So this is Rafferty.
And this is his dad. I actually looked. It's October was the last time we did one.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. Sorry about that, guys. And so we have a special thing that we're doing today. I'll get more about that on that later.
We're giving away £500. We're not.
No, we're not doing that. But it's going to be spooky. So it's going to be like one of the SCP ones that we did, times a little bit more spooky. A little bit more spooky sprinkles sprinkled in there.
We're actually sending 500 clowns towards your house.
We're not actually doing that. But
Imagine if we did, though. Imagine if to one unlucky listener we sent them 500 clowns.
They'd be like really creepy clowns?
Well, I mean, I think if 500 turn up, then it's probably quite creepy, isn't it?
But
that's quite a lot of clowns to be surrounding your house, just silently standing and staring at your house.
That'd be really creepy.
That would be unnerving, wouldn't it? You just wake up, look out the window, and there's clowns.
And you're just like, board up the windows!
None of them are moving except for one that's just slowly waving its
hand.
That'd
be terrifying.
Can we come in?
And you're just like,
no, bye.
You're just like, no. So yeah, it's gonna be quite spooky. So if you're not really a fan of spooky, then maybe
listen anyway. Yeah, because it's good to push your boundaries and get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Unless you're really small and you might be upset, in which case you probably shouldn't listen.
Yeah, if you're like 6 or like younger than that, then maybe stop. Or 7. Anything what? Up from 7 is probably fine. You're probably fine.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine.
I guess it depends on the individual involved. Depends how much spooky stuff you're used to and how much you like.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about the spooky sprinkled things in a bit. But first, we're just going to update you on what's been going on, what's been happening.
So, what has been happening?
So, well, to start strong, I got an Oculus Quest 2, which is a virtual reality headset, which basically means I can go into virtual reality and do things I couldn't usually do, like being a secret agent or going to Jurassic World.
What do you mean things you don't normally do? Oh, we're not supposed to talk about the secret agent
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awkward. Just, we didn't say that bit. We'll edit that out.
Yeah.
Probably. Once we figure out how to edit things. Anyway, so you got Ver.
It's really fun. It's really good.
So you've got quite a range of different games, right?
Yeah, quite a few.
So you've got the Secret Agent one, which is called I Expect You to Die.
It's two. I played the second.
You know that's a reference to a James Bond film. I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
No.
So in the James Bond film Goldfinger, James Bond is captured by the bad guy, a man named Auric Goldfinger. Quite a large gentleman, whose plan is to irradiate all the gold in Fort Knox, which is America's gold reserve, thus increasing the value of his own gold reserves significantly. Because the American gold will be worthless because it's completely irradiated. So it's, it will be worth nothing. So his gold, because it's therefore rarer, will be worth much, much more. So that's his secret evil plan. He wants to get rich.
That's a good plan.
It's not a bad plan, is it? So at one point, James Bond is captured by Auric Goldfinger and he is strapped to a table.
Oh yeah, isn't there like the saw or the laser?
That's right, there's a laser beam which goes from the bottom of the table up towards James Bond. And the first thing it'll hit is his crotch, which is, it seems kind of mean.
Yeah.
And so James Bond is on the table and he says to Goldfinger, "Do you expect me to talk?" Because he's thinking Goldfinger wants to know who sent him. And Auric Goldfinger says, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die." Which is, where the name of the game comes from. Because he doesn't want
information. Oh, yeah, because I think in the credits of the first one, it does have, like, a laser table.
Ah,
so that's probably it.
There you go.
So, yeah. What have you been doing, Daddy?
Nothing. I'm an old person. Nothing interesting happens.
You're
not
old.
Well, I mean, I am 40 in, like, 4 weeks. So that's kind of a big deal, I suppose.
Suppose so. Oh yeah, I'm 10 now, which is fun.
Oh yeah, of course. You are 10. You've aged up. We should have done a special 10-year anniversary. Ten years of Rafferty. We could have spent 10 minutes talking about each of the years of the...
Well, I'm still 10. Yeah. So we could still do it.
10 years of Rafferty.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we could do a Rafferty's top tens.
That was funny.
Yeah, now that you're 10, you can do top tens. It's actually illegal to do top tens before you're 10. You can only do the top fives. And even then.
Oh. But what if you're like 2?
Then you can't do top fives. You have to be at least 5 to do top fives and at least 10 to do top tens.
Never knew that.
Maybe that's a plan though. We could do top tens, like Rafferty's top 10 games, Rafferty's top 10 TV shows, Rafferty's top 10 films, and you've watched a lot more films now.
Yeah, I have like Ocean's 11 and Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm.
And
loads of things. Hunger Games. Oh, the Hunger Games Part 2 is on. The Hunger Games, whatever the third film.
Part 2.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, so we can watch
it. Oh, cool, we can watch it now.
Yeah, because we watched the first one, because that's on Netflix, but for some reason the second part wasn't, but I discovered it was on Amazon Prime yesterday.
Nice, because I enjoyed watching Hunger Games. Hunger Games is good. Actually, very recently I saw a video where they found this website where you can put your like favourite characters into the Hunger Games. So somebody put all the characters from Encanto into the Hunger Games.
Oh no, not Encanto.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
No, not Encanto.
It's just a website.
Still mean. Who won? Louisa?
No.
Bruno?
No, Louisa fell off a tree and died.
Oh no.
The priest won. The priest. Encanto.
The guy who loses his hair?
Yes.
Why did they put him in? He's not a member of the family.
No, but it was just all characters from Encanto.
He said, "Oh, my hair would disappear now. Look at my head." That guy.
Yeah.
He's a very shiny head. Does he use it to, like, dazzle people?
And then he just
push them so they fall out of trees.
No. But yeah, and they also put some Luke characters in, so...
This is no good.
It's just a website.
It doesn't matter.
It's just simulated.
These are gentle creatures who live lovely lives.
It was just a simulated thing.
It doesn't matter. It's simulating badness. It's a simulation of evil, Rafferty. Okay. Would you put Kit Kat and George into that website?
No.
Exactly.
Because I wouldn't be able to fit them in.
But you wouldn't, would you? Would you put you and Stanley and your sister in there? No. Because that would be wrong.
Because we still wouldn't be able to fit.
It's not okay though, is it? Wrong. Naughty and wrong. And bad.
So, yeah. So.
Anything else? So you turn 10. You got a VR headset. You grew a tail. And you went to the moon. Anything else?
No, that's about it.
No, okay, all right.
I'm just gonna go. 3 seconds later, I fall into. I stumble down a deep dark hole until I land, and wake up.
I don't know what is happening.
And I look around me. What the beep? I'm in the back rooms.
What?
Oh wait, so then you're like another person.
Okay. Hello, I'm another person. My name's Jeffrey.
Where are we?
The back rooms.
Oh yeah, I looked at these. So isn't the back rooms like this weird place? And it's like when you know when you fall out of like you go out of bounds in a game.
Yes.
Isn't it like that, but for real life?
Yes. We get all sorts of people here.
Huh. So this is basically... Isn't this like this? And there's like endless rooms where people can just get lost and never come out. This place is weird. How do we get out?
Nobody gets out.
Oh.
I mean, I'm assuming. I don't know.
So, what happened?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know about this.
Okay. Actually, should we switch roles? And you answer the questions and I'll do the...
Okay, what are the back rooms? What are you doing? What's happening?
So basically, I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist and my name is Scientist. So ooh. I'm Scientist.
You're Ron Scientist.
So basically, the back rooms is this sort of universe that where sometimes humans can clip out of our reality and turn up in here. And it's just these endless span of rooms with no end and very...
Like being disconnected from the Matrix?
No, it's
or
like...
Or is it like being... Is it like glitching? Is it like being in the Matrix?
No, it's just...
Hang on. Let me finish. Is it like being in the Matrix but then glitching so that you're not in the main part of the simulation?
So basically what it is, there's different levels... And they all look different.
Excuse me, Brittany.
And what you're in right now is level one. This is in brackets, and it's in a deep, spooky voice. Level one is inhabited by plain wallpapers with a little pattern on them.
Plain wallpapers with a little pattern
shh,
on them.
I'm doing it.
Just in a deep, spooky voice.
No, I'm doing it.
Okay, sorry.
There is... The floor is carpeted... by strangely moist carpets that...
Moist? That's the worst word
for... I'm trying to be creepy here!
Oh, sorry.
And the only moist light comes from dumb... humming lights. Humming ceiling-mounted lights that are strange... And sometimes even these aren't there. This room is probably one of the least dangerous, as no entities inhabit this floor. Brackets end, creepy voice stops. So, yeah, you're probably stuck here forever now.
Oh. Why is the carpet moist? This is upsetting. I don't want moist carpet.
There's weird red stuff that drips from the ceiling.
Is it strawberry sauce?
No, it's not like blood or anything.
Okay.
Oh, it's just a weird drippy stuff. Don't drink it though, it'll make you go mad and eventually kill you.
Is there any other form of liquid nutrition?
No. So, yeah.
I need to find fresh water.
Well, there's loads of like camps with other people. There's loads of other people in these, but this level is extremely diverse. Each levels are extremely insanely larger than we could comprehend. Probably all of the levels combined are probably larger than the sun, probably.
Wowzers. So the back rooms, is it a bit like SCP? Is it something that someone's creative and it's taken on life on the internet? It's like a crowdsourced fiction.
That's kind of the creepy part. Like, I saw that... Oh, no, there's nothing to say that it's not real.
Okay.
So, because there's this video called... Which is, like, SCP found footage. So somebody went into it, and they were walking around the back rooms, and it looked insanely hard to stage. So...
How did they get out, then?
They didn't, but they were holding a camera the entire time. And so this sort of monster came and, like, grabbed them, but a camera, like, fell out and hit the earth. Because, like, it went, like, and then it was, like, a thing, like, a trap door leading to the earth. But then just then a monster, it was, like, grab the person, but the camera fell out of his hands and dropped down to earth. So it's a bit creepy.
It does sound quite creepy.
Yeah, it's a bit creepy because nobody really knows if it's not real or not.
I think my default position will probably be that it isn't real, but I'm interested to know more. So you said that the first place that you go when you enter the back rooms is the first level.
Yeah, there's endless levels.
How do you traverse between levels?
So you can either find these doors. So like the push doors that have like the pushy things on them, the push metal doors.
Mm.
And they've got an exit sign above them. So if you find one of those, you'll find yourself in a staircase. And if you go up that staircase, then you'll find yourself in another level. And all levels are different. And there's a seemingly unlimited amount of levels.
Can you go down the staircase?
No. Or you... Well, at level 1, there's no way to go down. But if you got to level 2, then you could go down to level 1 again. Why would you do that? I have no clue.
Maybe there's bad stuff on the upper levels. If there's nothing on the first levels, then...
That's where the entities come in.
Right.
Entities are creatures that inhabit the back rooms that are not human. Neither do they seem... Like, I don't know.
Are they friendly? Or are they hungry?
Quite a few of them are hungry.
Right.
For humans.
You seem to have got the slight heebie-jeebs here, Rav.
Yeah, it's quite creepy. So, the entities can vary, and all of them are quite spooky. Yeah, it's sort of, they just show up. They don't really... It's sort of just at random when they'll appear, when they'll not appear, and what levels they'll appear on.
And does each level have different creatures?
Well, no, not really. They'll just happen.
And does, like,
on
know,
some levels.
Okay, so the creatures are persistent in different levels. It's not like level 12 has, you know, spider creatures and... Level 36 has dolphin creatures, and level 75 has a bunch of people running around going, Gary, Gary.
No. They sort of just go to different levels at random, which sort of means you can...
But they don't go to the first level?
No, the first level is sort of safe. It's like no monsters.
So why does anyone leave the first level?
Wish to escape. Madness.
I suppose if there's no food or water, you have to find food and water.
Well, there's no food and water in any of the other levels.
No, so you can't stay there for very long anyway, because you're going to die of dehydration.
Yeah, well, I don't know, people just pack supplies and, like...
What do you mean people pack supplies? They go there on purpose?
Oh, no, they just sort of, like... Oh, I don't know. But, like, every time... There's sort of... There's different people down here as well. There's, like, the people that just... found themselves in here.
How do they get there? How do you get to the back room?
So, you can, like, trip. You can, like, you it's just, nobody really knows what triggers you go into the back rooms. It's sort of a thing that would trigger you going out of bounds in real life.
You can't go out of bounds in real life.
No, I mean... It's sort of the same things that will trigger you going out of bounds in a video game.
Oh, I see.
So, like, getting squished so you sort of pop out. Nobody really knows what triggers it. There's different, like, people investigating what goes on. There's loads of different people who are trying to actively get to the back rooms because they're some sort of, like, part of, like, a... company, like the military or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you said there was like camps of people.
So, yeah, it's like...
How is any of this information known, though? How does this information get back to society?
Because,
So, like, how do you know about it? You watched a video on YouTube.
Yeah, it's... Because of the footage that I said, the camera fell down, and somebody must have found the camera, looked at the footage and be like... I'm going to take this to scientist people.
Okay.
Well, nobody knows if it's real or not.
I mean, I don't think it's real. But I guess I'm interested to know if it is real. How do we know some? You seem to know quite a lot about it. And how do you? I mean, one short video is probably. Like, not enough.
Well, people have probably made, like, assumptions, scientific guesses, stuff like that.
What do you think? Do you think it's real or not real?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just... It doesn't make sense if it's not real. And again, it's a bit... It doesn't make sense that it is real.
So it doesn't make sense to you either way?
No, it just...
Why does it not make sense that it wouldn't be real?
Well, if it's not real, then how did they miraculously stage that video?
I mean, you've seen, like, Avengers, right? Where aliens come out of a wormhole and blow up New York. That's an old reference. I could have used one of the more recent Avengers films. Or like, you know, Shang-Chi, where they fight a big dragon.
Yeah, but like, it was an old, like, old, low quality thing.
Well, if the video looks low quality, that's even easier, because in high definition, you have to make it look super fancy and super shiny, whereas in low res, you have to make it's easier to hide the joins. Like, the original Star Wars films looked like rubbish, but when they got remastered and put on the big screen again in much higher definition, they had to spend loads of money redoing the special effects, because otherwise they would look well shonk. But nobody noticed back then, because the resolution was so poor.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. It's, yeah, I just don't know. Nobody knows.
No.
Oh, look, monster. run!
So this isn't an SCP, this is a separate thing altogether.
Yeah, this is a different thing. This isn't anything to do with SCP or anything like that at all.
Interesting, it's just this idea of the back rooms.
There's SCP and things like that are called creepypasta. Creepypasta, I don't know.
So. Yeah, but SCP's not a creepypasta, that's a different thing altogether, oh, okay. I think. Creepypasta is a cousin of copypasta, where there's like famous long tracts of texts on the internet that get copied into different ones. Like, there's one about someone goes to a table, someone goes to a restaurant and someone famous comes in, and then they end up having a love affair that spans six of the seven continents, which is quite fun. Or there's one where somebody goes to a hairdresser's with their cousin and they're not being quiet, and that famous person ends up breastfeeding the cousin regardless of who the famous person is.
Okay, you can stop
They're funny. They're funny things. Whereas creepypasta is like spooky stories.
Yeah.
The spooky stories version of that.
Like Minecraft, Herobrine, stuff like that.
Well, I don't think Herobrine's a creepypasta either, is it? Because that's not like a copy-pasted wall of text. That's a kind of interesting idea. Creepypasta is like a wall of text that gets copied and pasted into different things.
So yeah,
I think.
Backrooms, it's spooky. Nobody knows if it's real or not. Yeah. And we're stuck in it. Yay!
We are? Oh.
Yeah, because this whole conversation has been taking place in the back rooms. You not noticed?
Ah, so the dolphin creature that I can see over my shoulder, that's not a hallucination brought on by my cold. That's a real thing, right?
I'm going to go.
I did wonder why it had a machete and a nasty grin. He says his name's Floyd.
Wait, he's close to you that he can talk to you?
Yeah, and also I speak dolphin. I did it in school. It was an option. French, German and dolphin.
Huh.
So, you know, I did all of them. It's good to be multilingual.
Hmm.
I don't remember much German. I do remember a little bit of French and quite a lot of dolphin, apparently. It's weird, I've not had much chance to use my dolphin, but here's Floyd, and turns out I'm an excellent dolphin speaker.
Are you trying to make him friendly?
Yeah, obviously. I'd rather not be macheted to bits. That seems like it might be uncomfortable. Anyway, say hello to Floyd.
Hello, Floyd.
Don't wave with your hand. That's offensive. He's got flippers, remember? Don't rub it in his face.
Hello, Floyd.
Now you're mocking him. Don't put your arm in your sleeve and wave that around. That's mockery. That's not okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, Floyd.
Just nod in Floyd's direction and say hello.
Hello, Floyd.
That's good. That's good. Floyd says hello.
Are you good, Floyd?
Well, he's not evil, Floyd. That's his cousin, Floyd 2. Floyd 2 has behavioural problems.
No, I said, like, I meant it as, like, are you good, bro?
He's not your brother. Floyd says he's never had a brother and he doesn't want one. He's heard that brothers are mean and bad.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. I suppose not. Anyway, Floyd says we have to give him our wallets.
But I don't have a wallet.
Oh, well, you're in big trouble. You can have mine, Floyd. There's not much in it.
I have a wallet.
Do have a wallet. You do have a wallet. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It's got a Spider-Man card in it.
Oh, no, I don't know where that's gone.
Oh, you're in big trouble. Floyd's going to be mad.
No, here's a wallet.
Oh, Floyd says thanks. He's going to leave us be now. He says if we see Jake, then run. Oh, okay.
Who's Jake?
Oh, he's gone now. But, I don't know. I guess we should...
Pretend we just hear down the hall, "Hi, I'm Jake!"
I guess that's Jake.
We should go.
We should go. Okay. So this was so the back rooms is this idea that you can glitch out of reality and end up somewhere that you can't escape from, which has got a seemingly endless series of levels full of interesting and spooky dooky creatures.
Yes.
And most obsessingly of all, moist carpet.
Well, that's only on level one.
That's bloody horrible.
You're wearing shoes though.
It doesn't matter. It's horrible. We went camping once. I think you were either not born or very new. You must have been very little. We went camping in a place called Alfriston once, and it was a nice campsite, but the shower block had carpet on it. So, yeah. So the carpet was just soaking wet, and you think that carpet's always been wet, so that carpet's been soaking wet for years. So, like, imagine the kind of organisms that exist in that manky carpet that's full of, I mean, it's shower water, so it's people sluicing dirt off their bodies. Oh, God. Yeah, right?
If they dried it out, they would have so much mould on it.
Yeah, it would be horrendous.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
I guess it seemed like a good idea when they put it in, but it quickly became a bad idea, and then you can't really remove it, because...
Well, the thing with the back room, the red like droplets don't drop from the floor that often, so it wouldn't actually be that moist.
Oh, okay, so it's not like, you don't squelch around on the carpet.
No. It's, like, the red drop, and it's not very thick carpet. It's just, like, carpet in here.
What do you mean? You have a thick, luxurious carpet because we live a very high-end lifestyle.
So it's not that, like, squelchy.
Oh, I see, because when you said moist carpet, that's what I thought. I thought of that horrifying shower block in Alfriston. Lovely part of the world, a great campsite, but just the shower block was gross.
No, so it's sort of like, it's like, it drips, like, not very often, so it's not actually that moist.
Intermittent drippage. Drippage is not a real word. Intermittent is, but drippage is not. Other than that, should we catch up the listeners on the fact that you've been getting into your comics? You've been reading a few things?
Oh yeah, I've been reading quite a few comics recently.
Anything that you wanted to share with people that jumps out as being tremendous? Anything you particularly enjoyed?
Oh yeah, I read a Loki comic that was really good.
Oh, excellent, cool, worth looking out for.
And
a Darth Vader one you enjoyed?
Oh yeah, both of those Darth Vader ones were good.
Cool. Any books you've finished reading? Oh, we read the third Flemba book?
Oh yeah, that was good.
That was excellent, wasn't it?
That was really good. Oh, and I read the third Fosthartle book, which was really good.
Did it finish the trilogy? Is it a done deal now?
Yeah, I think it's a finished thing.
That's cool. Because it doesn't seem like Flemba is done. In fact, didn't it say there'll be another one?
Yeah, I think so.
But that's good, because those books are really tremendous, aren't they? Jamie Smart does a great job. I mean, we've spoken before about how much we like Jamie Smart on this pod, but
yeah,
we really do. He's a talented fella.
And you've even talked to Jamie Smart.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a Twitter exchange, didn't we? That was
good. He was so cool.
Yeah, so that's tremendous.
Mm.
Excellent stuff. So, yeah, Flemba. We always recommend reading the Flemba books. Start with number one, work your way through. They're absolutely brilliant. They've got so much heart.
Yeah.
They're funny.
Like, you'd think they're a bit too young. They're not. Even for adult readers, like, you'd love them, didn't you?
Yeah, I like them.
And you're 40.
Thanks for that.
You are.
I'm not actually 40 though, am I? Not yet.
In 5 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore not 40 right now. Okay. I'm still in my 30s, okay. God damn it. I'm still in my 30s. Although I feel so old. All the parts of me hurt all the time. So old.
Maybe you should just...
lay very still for a while.
No. Play with Lego with me.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
That'd be good.
Okay, so is there anything else we want to update people on before we disappear out of here? Oh, you played Biomutant as well.
Oh yeah, Biomutant. That's a really good game.
That's on the old,
like,
Xbox.
Super good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super duper good.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've covered terrifying back rooms.
It's not terrifying.
And a few other general updates. And now you're trying to eat your own hood. So
you
that suggests to me that you might want to stop recording. Oh, you got a hair in your mouth. Excellent.
I mean, you didn't have to tell everybody that I had a hood addiction.
Yeah. Oh, Raph's wearing an Oodie. If you don't know what an Oodie is, look it up. Raph, will anyone regret getting an Oodie?
No.
What's an Oodie, Raph?
An Oodie is like... So basically, an Oodie is like pyjamas. Well, no, it's like a dressing gown. But... it's like a hoodie as well, and you can get loads of different ones. I recommend getting one from the like actual hoodie company. Those ones are good.
So it's a big, fleecy, hooded garment that keeps you warm and snuggly.
Yeah.
Raph is a big fan of his. He wears his... He's worn it basically every day since he got it. Yeah. Got it at Christmas time, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. I recommend buying one. They're quite expensive, though.
Anyway.
Good, though.
So we'll leave you with that recommendation. Buy an Oodie, read the Flem books, and...
Play Biomutant, get a VR headset.
Read any other book by Maz Evans as well, because they do...
Jamie Smart.
Yeah, or Jamie Smart. Maz Evans did Who Let the Gods Out, didn't she?
Yeah.
She did.
Oh, and the Vice Spy books.
Oh, yeah.
I've read the first one. It was very good. I'm reading this... I'm going to read the second one after I get through my pile of comics, which will take me approximately 5 years.
Oh, well, you're going to have to return them before then.
I know.
All right. Okay, well, let's wrap it up there. Well, goodbye, listeners. We'll hope to speak to you again sooner than,
Bye!
Less of a gap than months.
Yeah.
No promises, though. Depends on Raph.
It does not depend on me.
Yeah, it does.
How?
This is your podcast. You've got a call.
You're the one who's already working. Hey man,
if you want to record a podcast and you've got some ideas, just let me know and we can sit down. We'll find the time. We'll make the time.
Okay.
All right then.
So that's it, listeners, for now. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed our spooky dookie episode on the back rooms.
And of course, remember to watch out for any deja vu, because that means they changed something in the Matrix. Bye!
Bye!